You're doing well, darling. I'm sorry I couldn't visit you sooner. I've been very busy with something, but don't worry. Soon enough, we'll have all the time in the world for each other. I hope you're not too uncomfortable in those bindings. Please understand, after your last escape, I had to make sure I had something even a magi couldn't get out of. Why are you being so quiet, my darling? I can tell you're awake. Are you perhaps not in the mood to speak to me? There we go. Release you. Please, don't be silly. I can't release you. At least, not until I know I have your undying love. It will never happen, you say? Stubborn as always, darling. I'm only trying to do what's best for you. Think about it. That ape knight abandoned you and left you so emotionally torn that you resorted to drinking yourself into a stupor. I just want to love you. Darling, why do you find that so hard to understand? I'm wrong? Then explain. How am I wrong here? Oh, you think I only want to mind control you for your power? Well, I won't deny it. Having power like yours would certainly be a benefit to our relationship. But do you know what benefits I could give you? My eternal love, every day, for the rest of our lives and beyond, darling. I have the power to bring loved ones back once they die. That includes you, of course. And together, we could be eternally happy, don't you see? It's all so perfect. Yes, perfect. Why would you want to shun that? Oh, can't you see? I love you, darling. Huh? Am I finally getting through to you, darling? Are you finally accepting my love? wonderful. I knew you'd come around. Let me release you from these bindings. But first, a test. You actually kissed me. I've wanted that for so long. You are. Oh, my poor darling. You look so weakened. I'm sorry I've left you in such discomfort. Now, come. Allow me to help you relax. Seriously, think escaping would be so easy, did you? I knew you'd find your way out of those bindings somehow. That necromancer is too love-struck for her own damn good. You. But oh boy, do I want to stop you! Don't worry, there's a silver lining to all of this. Being dead made my magic a little weaker. Just a little though. Make sure this hurts badly. That was a powerful fireball you just threw. Is this the power that the necromancer was babbling about? One missed, and I was beginning to get impressed, too. Are you seriously throwing those disgusting experiments at me? Huh? A distraction? From what? Rune, you clever You know, I always took you for a naive little pacifist. until you killed me. Go on then, mage. Do it. Kill me again. Would be my magic. Like, mistress. Oh, I am so disappointed in you, darling. Manipulating a lady's heart like that is so below you. You'll never be mine. From this point on, your compliance is no longer a necessary factor. You will be mine, whether you like it or not. Myrtle, go make the final preparations for the mind control ritual. Just you wait, mage. Soon, you're going to be all mine. Once and for all.
We're here. Finally. Look, Miss Audrey. Footprints in the dirt here. Two sets. And that familiar smell of death. Someone's definitely here. Okay, Dianth. I can take it from here. You stay here, and keep a lookout for any trouble. Yes, ma'am. Okay, baby. Here I come. I really hope this is the right place. This would have been a huge waste of time otherwise. And I don't think Baby could handle... No! No! Mage is strong. One of the strongest, bravest mages I've ever met. One of the most helpful, considerate people I've ever known. I have to hold out hope, because Mage might be doing the same. Ah, stupid Audrey. I can't allow myself to think of such terrible things. Not now, and not ever again. Huh? What is that noise? Someone must be here. Maybe this won't be a waste of time after all. Mage! A ritual circle? Hold on. I'm gonna get you out of here.
You will do no such thing.
that crazy necromancer.
You wouldn't know refinement and elegance if it smacked you right across the face, knight. You stay away from my darling.
Wait, your darling? That's my husband.
Oh, is it still? I seem to recall seeing you walking out on your precious mage just yesterday.
Yeah, well, I've had second thoughts.
Have you now? Well, it's too late. The mage is mine.
Not if I have anything to say about it. Earth magic. No way. Don't tell me.
That's right. Oh, Audrey.
Guess who's back?
I don't care who I have to fight. I'm not leaving here without my mage.
Then get ready. Because I've got a lot of hatred to work through.